You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us on the line, Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa. We're talking about the public hearing that was held yesterday about the Westwood project, turning that property into a park and the possible transfer of it to Erie County at the price of $1. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. Last night, to kind of give us an understanding of where we are in this process, this wasn't approved or voted on last night. There was a public hearing. What happens next?
Well, so now that we have held a public hearing and taken comments, the board will look at, review the hearing, review the comments, and make a decision. My guess is it'll be, you know, sometime within the next few weeks, but, you know, it'll be up to the board members to decide when they're ready, when they're satisfied or, you know, or not satisfied with the proposal by the county and the town, and we'll go from there. So, you know, we'll schedule a vote once board members have been able to coalesce on it.
Brian,
make a decision. Yeah.
You're aware of the protests over this in front of town hall yesterday. I mean, do you understand residents' concerns about selling this property for a dollar when the town put over $7 million into the purchase price when it was first up for sale?
Well, I'll say this. So the county plans already has set aside $7 million to spend improving it and turning it into a park that the town won't have to. But it's pretty telling, right? When a Republican chairman calls a protest in front of town hall before a board meeting, and you get like 17 people to show up to comment on the board in the negative, three of them are Republican candidates for town office. So you have 14 comments, and then you had 12 people just show up to say that they like the idea. So as a town of 130,000, you know, we listen to, you know, a total, you know, of less than or around 30 people tell us whether or not they liked it, and it was split down the center. So, yeah, I understand that there's people who are concerned about this, but this isn't atypical, right? Whenever you work with a state agency and take a grant, you oftentimes have to deal with the fact that they're going to put, you know, they're going to have some ownership and some say in what happens to the facility. Whenever you, you know, if you look at the Amherst State Park, if you look at Glen Park, if you look at Nature View Park, we have cross-ownership and operations agreements with many different agencies, not-for-profits, the Village of Williamsville, the State of New York. So this is a pretty typical approach, and it's pretty typical in the town of Amherst as a way to approach large parks. At the end of the day, you know, what I hear is a lot of people saying, we don't want you to turn it over to the county for a dollar. We don't really know what you want to do with it other than that. And then there's a lot of people who say, we want a park. So it's pretty clear, right? One side says, make it a park, and if that's the case, then this is a good process. The other side says, don't make it a park. and conveniently, it's also split politically that way, right? Dem voices say we want a park, Republican voices say we don't. I understand there's some neutral or independent thought in there that says we don't or do want a park. But at the end of the day, right, it's as simple as this. There's a group of people in the town of Amherst that I believe really want a park. We have a great way to get a park, and we have a great way to leverage countywide funding to build a park.
Is the idea here with the property itself that this will be a park, and the question now is who is going to pay to maintain that park going forward?
Well, that's how I understand it, right? This town board has said we're going to create a park. I've run and won two elections saying that. So we're going to create a park. So then the question is, okay, should the town foot the whole bill of that park, knowing that we're probably going to be open and it's going to be people from across the county coming to it anyways, or should we partner with the county and let the county help us? And, you know, it's kind of a simple issue, and it's a really clear-cut, good idea and well-established practice in the town of Amherst to not try to do it all ourselves. We've done it three other times.
Is this something that could be put before a referendum for voters to decide?
Look, you know, there of course is a permissive referendum component to it, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the town board can't just abdicate their vote anytime there's a tough decision. That's not why we're elected. And I don't even know that's something you can do, right? Just abdicating votes all the time. You know, you see other places where people say, oh, we've got a tough, expensive decision, so we're going to abdicate the vote to a referendum. In this case, we were elected to serve and represent people. I ran with a platform that said we're going to create a park here. Did that twice. A lot of other board members have done that too. So, you know, the sense is, hey, look, we have already answered that question. It's a pretty popular idea to build a park there. So now it's really a question of the best way to do it. And that's not so much a question that, you know, is deliberated by referendum. That's a process question, and a process question that should really be answered by the elected board.
What is the work being done on that property currently? Because if I'm not mistaken, a couple weeks ago, it was opened up to work being able to get started.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of remediation and cleanup work that is long overdue that the town very much would like to see done. So, you know, we're getting ready and ramping up all that, you know, effort.
Brian, when will the board vote on this?
I don't know. It'll be up to the board to decide when they would like to have it called for a vote, and my guess is it'd be in the next few weeks.
Okay. Amherst Town Supervisor Brian Culpa, thanks for the time and joining us this morning live here on WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.